Hi, listening to the Bro Show. Today's bros are Alan and Paul. And today's recording is, what is it, October 19th?
Yeah, it's the 19th.
Yeah.
Dude, you need a haircut, man.
I know. I've been thinking about that for a week.
You're lucky your hair still grows out that good, man.
Maybe I'm celebrating.
You're looking at this shine.
I actually don't mind.
That shine right there.
I actually don't mind the top of the hair being as long as it is. What bothers me is the sides touching my ears.
Yeah, that's always bothered me too. Yeah. I usually shave my head like once every couple weeks.
Like usually when I get a haircut, it's because of the way the sides of my head look, not the top. Like the top, I can put some gel in it and I think it'll be fine. But when the sides are not, there's not a fade on the sides, then it like kind of bothers me.
You should so rock the Brad Pitt and Fury.
Hell no.
Yeah, like just shaved and then like long and like just combed over. Yeah. Otherwise known as the fuckboy haircut.
No, I haven't had combable hair for, I don't know, probably 9 years.
Seventh grade?
No, it hasn't been that long. It hasn't been that long.
Come on. Yours was the split, right? You and my brother had the split.
Yeah, well, it started. My original intent was to go back, but it was
to the split.
No. Like when I was rocking the split back, like it was a teenager, I was combing it back, and then it would fall into the split.
Yeah.
And I did that basically the whole time I was a teenager, and then you know the Navy haircut was the Navy haircut. After that, I tried to grow like back to high school hair, and then I couldn't stand the sides anymore. Like I wasn't used to the sides of my head anymore. And then now my wife doesn't like my hair that long.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. I kind of got used to the shorter hair anyway.
Less I can't even grow hair, man. So I'm bald as fuck. So.
Oh yeah, you've transferred over to the dark side.
No, I just stopped growing fucking hair. So there's no. I didn't choose to get to be bald.
But only on your head.
Yeah, I still have a ton of chest hair. I still have hair on my legs.
Facial hair.
I have a ton of facial hair.
See, I could do without the facial hair. I wouldn't mind not having facial hair.
See, the thing is, the facial hair it makes me older. Like, when I shave my face, if I shave my mustache and my goatee, I look like I'm 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
Just bald. Like some poor...
It's not good. It's not a good thing?
Some poor 15-year-old went bald. Like...
And then if you shaved off your eyebrows, then you'd be – what's that condition where you can't grow hair?
I think so.
There's an NBA player that had that.
Charlie
Villanueva.
Villanueva. That guy is creepy as fuck. I could rent that motherfucker out for Halloween parties. That's how scary. That's how scary that guy was.
The first time I heard of him, he played with LeBron James in the McDonald's All-American High School game.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in Frankenstein. So.
No. Terrible.
Jesus, terrible. That guy's ugh. That guy is haunting.
Not a bad basketball player.
Can you imagine that guy like walking up to your door at like, you know, 11 o'clock at night, being 6 like was he 6'8", no eyebrows, just staring you dead in the face? That'd be creepy as fuck.
Like, say he works for Roto-Rooter, and he's going to come in your house to fix your plumbing or something. You're like, nope, somebody else, please.
I thought you were going to say, like, to change a light bulb or something. Like, because he could just, like, reach it.
I know that you were calling me earlier. I was going to tell you why I didn't call you earlier, or why I wasn't available earlier. Because I've been on nights, so, like, you know, my schedule's 4 days on, 4 days off. So I started work Saturday night. So last Saturday I worked Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, not available. And then last night, me and my wife went on like a little hotel, us two only without kids thing. So, which we do every once in a while. Like, it's enjoyable. I feel it's kind of necessary for the type of marriage that we have. But just kind of like a recalibration of like hanging out without the kids and...
Wait, you guys get a hotel room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you meant like you just go to like a hotel to hang out.
Like in the lobby?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, you didn't specify that you got a room. You just said we go to a hotel. I'm like, what the fuck do you do at the hotel?
Well, you know what? Now that you mention it, not a bad idea. I might save some money that way.
We can just go home and fuck. Why do we got to get a hotel room to fuck? We have a house. Let's just stay out until the kids are asleep and then fuck at the house.
Well, actually, though, the weird thing is, the main reason for the hotel room is the exclusivity. I mean, it's not like at home. It's so distracting. There's like people, like, because it's two kids, her mom lives with us, and then there's just stuff to worry about, and there's just stuff like to think about other than. Yes, exactly. But yeah, it was fun. Like I don't know if, you know, some couples need different things to keep their marriage sustainable, and for us, I feel like this is one of them. Like we did one probably in February. Oh, we do one for our anniversary, and then we did one this year. So maybe a few times a year, like twice, give or take. Like
yeah, man. I don't like. That's the one thing about kids that I will not look forward to. Like my wife is all mine.
You will not look forward to. Like, what do you mean? Are you hinting at something, or?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I can fuck her at the house. Like, I enjoy the fact that I can have sex with her at the house anytime I'd like.
Yeah, but you guys,
there's no little people. There's no little people, running around to interrupt my.
It's
fucking.
Not just so, the sex. I don't know if you actually know that or not, but it's not just the sex.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. Well, maybe, I can see why you say so, because maybe that's all there is for someone that doesn't have any kids. No, but there's a
difference. What's so horrible about that?
It's not horrible. We're not comparing good or bad or better or worse. I'm just saying that there's different things that we do with the night out, with like the hotel night, than just having sex the whole time. Yeah. I mean,
like what?
I'm not going to try to tell you as if I'm going to convince you to convert, because you don't sound like the type of person that converts very easily. In fact,
I do convert.
No, you don't. No. In fact, I feel like whenever I try to sell you on one idea, it like sells you on the opposite idea. And then like the more I try to push toward.
Have you ever thought? Huh? Have you ever thought that you're just a shitty salesman?
No. No.
Has it ever occurred to you that you could possibly just be a shitty salesman?
No, I only have
every time I recommend something, you buy the opposite.
I only have this with you.
Right? Maybe you're a shitty salesman.
It only happens with you.
Okay. Yeah.
So the thing, so like the enjoyable parts that I remember, that I will remember.
Were you drunk?
No. Forget it. So anyway, this is why we couldn't podcast yesterday.
No, you can tell me. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to tell you now.
Jesus Christ, man. No. Like, did you get wasted?
I can't tell you because you keep on interrupting me with some freaking
babe, let's go to the hotel and I'm going to get fucking wasted. Hopefully I remember the night.
No one. I'm glad you don't do the hotel nights, because I think yours will go very differently than mine.
My hotel nights are like my nights at home.
No, I'm pretty sure. Then apparently not, because otherwise you would never leave the house.
Why do you think I'm at home?
Yeah, you should just stay home all the time.
I do.
I think you're just messing with me.
I go out to make money.
No, that's not true. How much money did you make when you were in Japan? How much money did you make when you were in Australia? How much money did you make when you were in Mexico?
Off which blog?
That paid for your trip.
Most of it, yeah.
No, what do you mean most of it? You weren't profitable doing that. Don't give me that crap.
I don't have to be.
That's not why you went.
The trip doesn't. Have
that's
to
not
be,
the reason you went.
The trip doesn't have to be profitable.
No, that's not. No, I just asked you. When's like you say you go out to make money? That's the purpose. That's not the purpose.
No, I leave my house.
You can sugarcoat it all you want, just to make it sound like I'm making money to try to help pay for some of this trip, and some of it's paid for by credit card points, and it's not that expensive because it's just two of us.
It's all paid for by the credit card points, and it isn't that expensive, but it is because we're paying for
it. It's not profitable, and that's not why you leave. It's not like, oh, I got to go work in Australia.
No, I go to Australia.
I go to Japan.
Australia for fun. I go to Japan for fun.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
but I do leave my house to make money.
Well, but the house is fun.
I do. Or yeah, it is. House is very fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You leave the house to do jiu-jitsu.
That's true. That's also fun. That's fun.
Yeah. Leave the house to You leave the house to see and to, not to make money.
Right, but that's to save money, save my sanity.
No, you could say that to yourself. There's other ways to save sanity.
Name another way to save sanity better than jujitsu.
It's relative and it's an opinion. Okay. And I'm not gonna fall down that rabbit hole with you.
Because you're arguing about my opinion. You're arguing about my opinion. You're right. It's hard to convince me to dislodge my opinion because it's my opinion. Unless you have a really good reason for me to dislodge my opinion, it usually stays the same.
I don't think usually is in the cards with you.
You haven't talked to me that much.
All right, that's complete bullshit.
I'm just saying, man.
So I don't know how many – I mean, I'm sure you talk to more people than I do, but I feel like you are one of the people I talk to the most in any given week.
In any given –
Outside of my close circle.
So you're right, just based on the fact that my job as a nurse right now is to interview people for half an hour at a time. And I do about 8 of those a day and then talk to coworkers.
Yeah, but each one of those, I'm not saying I talk to you more than I talk to everybody else combined, but each person that I talk to less than you. Coworkers, engineers, my kids even. Like we don't have this organic conversation to where we're undivided time, uninterrupted time, like we have on the podcast.
Okay.
So those are the conversations, and they're not topic driven either, because even your interviews, you guys have to talk about the job, or there's a certain topic that you have to chase.
Yes.
Yeah, but in these conversations, them. Huh?
Yeah, it's usually them.
Well, it's usually the occupation. But in our conversations, there's nothing, and we don't chase it, but we still make the time for it. It's very unique in that way.
Yeah,
like the way I talk to you, the way I talk to Christian, the way I talk to anybody else that's on our podcast, and anybody that I'm listening to on the podcast, it's uninterrupted conversation about any and every topic that we think of.
Yeah, this saves my sanity as well.
Bingo.
But not as good as jujitsu. Can you imagine if we did jujitsu together? I can because you're 150 and I'm 210 pounds.
Well, that's part of it. You've also been doing it for like 10 times as long as I have.
Maybe longer.
Maybe longer. So even if we were the same weight, even if I did gain a bunch of weight and get a lot stronger, then even you would still beat me because of the level of experience.
Yeah.
But the way we talk, I wonder if, okay, let's say the way you talk to anybody, I wonder if you feel superior to them the way you would feel superior to me in jiu-jitsu. Because I feel like you have a certain leadership quality that says my interest in discussing certain topics is based on my level of expertise on this topic.
No, I disagree. I feel like I can essentially make virtually any topic relatable.
Yeah, but that's different than you driving that topic into your topic.
No.
I think you make it relatable by segueing.
I know what you're talking about, and I've made it a point to not do that.
Yeah, I don't think you're doing a very good job of it.
It's really annoying.
The same way that I'm not a good salesman.
No, I mean, I have to – there's a lot of times where I have to not – bring things.
No, so there's jiu-jitsu. So there's certain things that, okay, so it's not just jiu-jitsu. Maybe it is with me and you, but there's certain topics that it seems like you really like. I can hear your love for these topics, and I can hear your interest in continuing the conversation based on these topics. So yeah,
it's definitely like, not 3-on-3 basketball.
It's definitely not. That was going to be my number one, dude. Yeah, so like marriage is one of them. Entrepreneurship is one of them. Photography is one of them. Travel is one of them. The Navy is one of them. Reminiscing is one of them. And that's a bit vague. But yeah, there's other 3-on-3 basketball type topics that you seem to tune out of. I don't think you notice it though.
No, because the thing is with like 3-on-3 basketball, I don't tune out. It's just I don't want to hate on it as much as I am in my head.
And that's what but how did you don't even give it a chance to not hate on it. So you tune out before someone can. And see, you're making it sound like you can't dislodge the idea and someone can't sell you on 3-on-3 basketball, but you've already dislodged it from your own mind to where you're either going to make me hate this more, but, or like, I'm going to ignore you. There's not an option for you telling you convince me that my interest in this might start skewing the other way.
Here's the thing, though, man. 3-on-3 basketball is still basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and okay. I've already fallen out of love with basketball. So if you, it could be 4-on-4 basketball. It could be the Globetrotters. It could be, mm-hmm. you know, a kid's rec game. I'm not going to enjoy it. Like, I can watch it, I can analyze it, but it's not.
Especially
like,
not if you never give it. Especially not if you don't give it a chance again, though.
Well, I don't want to. There's so many other things that I enjoy, and so it's like.
And there's so many other things that are just like that. I think, and I don't think you see them.
If you're saying I don't see them because I am focusing on other things, then you're correct.
No, I don't. I don't think that's it, though, because you're more ambitious than that.
Well, like the focus for me right now is making money in my career. So if it's outside of that,
yeah, but your resources are not that saturated to where you'd be unable to fit another interest in.
I have a hard enough time putting more jujitsu into my life that trying to like watch basketball, like the level of energy that I would want to spend on that is close to nothing.
Okay, check this out. So let me paint this picture for you for a little bit. So what if there was, you know, and hypothetically, there was a way you could have, like, free private lessons? Like, just for argument's sake, let's say like, 4 or 5 private lessons a week.
From who?
Right? I don't know, from whoever you would normally get a private lesson from. It's not from a white belt. From someone that you normally, that normally would sell them and, you know, that would pay for them. A black belt or maybe a high ranking, whoever. Would you add those 4 or 5 hours to your schedule and take those hours away from something else that you normally do? Because it's jiu-jitsu. It's something that you know about. It seems that you have an interest for.
So the thing is, like, I've already taken the time away from jiu-jitsu to continue my pursuit in photography my nursing career.
Okay. Is it because those outweigh the benefits of jiu-jitsu to you?
No. We just bought a house, so the financial need is there. I wouldn't even say need, because we do pretty well.
So your finances, your finances changed because you bought the house?
The income, not so much, but the requirements, yes.
Okay. So like your mortgage is higher than your rent used to be, type of thing.
Sure.
Okay. I get that. All right. So yeah. So it's a calculation that you seem to have made. Right. All right. Like I wish I could do more jiu-jitsu. Eventually, I would like to go back to doing more jiu-jitsu. But for right now, for this stage in my life, I've decided that I'm gonna focus on not as much jiu-jitsu because I'm gonna dedicate my resources to making money and continuing my career and continuing my business, type of thing.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So that calculation was made based on certain prerequisites, based on certain constants. Like the amount of money that it takes to live in the house you have, right? The amount of money that it takes to run your business and to generate income. So those could change, though, and they probably will change, right? Like eventually, I don't know if the mortgage will change. I'm guessing it probably won't for a while. But the amount of money that you make in your career or the amount of money that you make as a nurse could change, or maybe the importance of jiu-jitsu in your life might change, or the opportunities of you doing more jiu-jitsu. Because right now it almost seems like there's only 3 things in your life, and I don't think that that's true. Like right now it just seems like nursing, photography, jiu-jitsu. And I think there's more to your life.
Like right now, man, there's not too many other things than those 3.
So you're telling me now that if I brought up 3-on-3 basketball 10 years from now, then maybe you wouldn't tune it out as much because at that time it's not just those 3 things.
No, I'd still tune it out. I still tune out 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, so
here's the thing, man. Those 3 things, like photography, nursing,
jiu-jitsu.
Like I really enjoy those things. So to to detract from those three things, you're going to have to become more pleasurable and more important than those three things.
You wouldn't even know if it was more pleasurable or more important, though, because you've tuned it out before you could even. Like, it's like you're throwing away a gift without unwrapping it and opening it.
But then that's also like you can't say I didn't appreciate a gift if I never got it.
Well, but you did get it. You never accepted it.
Well, I can't accept it if I didn't get it. if I'm not looking, then what am I missing if I'm not looking? Like, I have what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Like I said, it's maybe you're right. Maybe this is the
The thing, man. Like, if you're telling me that I'm not open-minded, mm-hmm. like I am open-minded, but at the same time, the amount of like shit that has to be the like if for me to
run I think into you're picky open-minded that if is that, if that qualifies.
So if first like I am pretty well ingrained into the things that I enjoy because I enjoy them, so I've invested a lot of time into them. Now if I were to run into something that made me forget about photography, then yeah, of course I'll divert time. But one, I don't see that happening, and two, if it does happen, I wouldn't know it, but the thing is, like, the rabbit hole I'm in with photography, it's going to be hard to get out of. I'm already so entrenched. But I'm going to pop my head out of the hole every now and then. I'll try something new, but trust me, for me to find something to where I can get into the same depth that I have had with either jujitsu or photography or nursing, it's not likely.
Yeah, it's tough to plant that seed. Like, and that's what, so when I said picky open-minded, because I feel like I'm the same way. Like, I would like to think that I'm an open-minded person, but there are certain qualifications that something that something needs to meet in order for me to even perk up at the conversation. Like, I don't really bat an eye at certain hobbies or life changes or, like different, ideas, like new ideas, unless like the essential parts of my life are going to be taken care of still. Like friends, for example, like I feel like I don't have a whole lot of friends. Like I have maybe half a dozen to a dozen friends that I feel like I can really call friends, you know, like the volume of friends doesn't really bother me as much as the quality of friends would.
See, I mean, if you look at your life and the situation you're in as like the sum of one,
okay,
right? You can only pack so many parts into that sum of one.
Yeah, I mean, also maybe a good way to say it is you're because you seem to be very in control of what's involved and what's not. Because for me, like when I first, like when you were describing how you are with the three things, your nursing and your photography and your jiu-jitsu, I was thinking of like, let's say I have three kids, right? I only have two, but let's say I have three kids and the amount of resources that I dedicate to those three kids is 100%, right? I give all of my time, all of my energy, all of my money, whatever, to my three kids. Well, if my wife gets pregnant again, it's not like there's not room in my life for another kid because another kid's coming.
No, but see, so the thing is you still have that sum of one. It's just now that sum of one is divided by four.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of three.
Yeah, so for you, it seems like another kid either is not going to come into your life or has not came into your life.
Right. So you know? Here's the thing is I also have the choice to just not want another kid.
Yeah, you're right.
Because the amount of time I get to spend with my kids now is in a very good spot.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think
and even now I wish I had more time for the third kid jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So why if I already feel bad that I can't give more time to jiu-jitsu, then why would I seek out or look for another kid?
Well, and I have an answer that I don't think you're going to agree with. I don't think I even agree with it, but there might be cuz you said like you wish you had more jiu-jitsu, right? Whatever. So there's a void there, it sounds like. And it's possible, and I don't think it's even likely at all, but it's possible that a fourth kid could fill that same void instead of dedicating more resources to the third kid.
Like a podcast.
Kind of. I mean, apparently, right?
Okay.
Yeah, apparently. The ball don't lie, right? So... Or like,
well, here yeah, we are,
or,
right?
Or yeah, or like gaming, or I don't know. There's like other trivial stuff that you might find. Because let's face it, like, or I don't know about you, but for me, like, it does take a hard decision to continue doing the podcast. Like, okay, I'm gonna block out this amount of time. I'm gonna plan like my evening or my next morning around when we do the podcast. Like, there's communication about through the week, like, hey, when are we going to do it? Who's going to be involved type of stuff. The discussions that I think about wanting to bring up in the podcast, they're going through my mind, like, throughout the week. And so it does, because it's kind of like a hobby that we've taken on and you know, we enjoy, it is a factor in how much it crosses our minds throughout the week. So, yeah, like, the podcast is a good example, I think. But what I was going to say was, I feel like anything else, like, so it sounds like on one end of the spectrum, there's the podcast. Like, okay, it's not one of the top three, but I guess I'll allow it. And on the other side of the spectrum is 3-on-3 basketball. Like, I don't care to even hear about that anymore. But it sounds like
that may be for like a linear, like a two-sided spectrum, but mm-hmm. It's like, then you have, hey, I want this, I like this, and I will put time into this.
Yeah,
see, but the thing is, for me, like, that's even split already, because like, for me, yeah, I'd love to keep going into nursing, but yeah, I'm also really enjoying my path in photography. So I've had to split that already. So, yeah, you know, like, you know, when I was doing jiu-jitsu a lot, it was when I was unemployed.
Uh-huh.
I had no job.
Yeah, the conditions were different.
So
then,
yeah, I could pour all of my time into jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
But that's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from like, you know, now that I have photography, now I have nursing, you know, all these other things in my life, I have. The only thing I don't have is jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see what you mean. But like, so for me, jiu-jitsu is almost my fourth child. Right? Because like, it's a new hobby of mine. I already said like, I'm pretty picky with my hobbies. In fact, I've given up a few of them because I had to, in favor of like the other things that I needed to take care of. But like, even still, I was able to, add jiu-jitsu into the type of things that I do. Kind of like the podcast, I guess. For me, jiu-jitsu is like what the podcast is for you is what jiu-jitsu is for me, which is like, yeah, it's like part of me wishes I had a parallel life where jiu-jitsu was like a major part of my life. It wasn't in the cards, you know, but it doesn't mean that I want to tune out completely, because I still do have kind of an interest for it, and I still think it's very beneficial, and the opportunity still is there for me right now to pursue the introduction to it. Right, which kind of describes the podcast for both of us, I think. But for me to say, like, okay, I'm going to dedicate my life to becoming the best jiu-jitsu practitioner I can, I'd have to admit that I'm not ready to, you know, as much as I feel like I would want to, like, I'm deliberately choosing not to, because the sacrifices that I would make are not sacrifices that I'm willing to make.
Well, that I came to grips with that really mm-hmm. quick in jiu-jitsu. Like, I was watching the thing that, like, you know, I was like, you know, I'd like to compete yeah. in jiu-jitsu. So I looked into it, and then the first thing I realized is you got to cut weight. That means I got to not eat. That conversation in my head went real quick.
Cutting weight's more than just not eating. I mean, that's not true.
Okay.
You have to change your diet.
For me? For me? That means not eating. Because I've seen, like, I've tried rolling with guys at my size that are not cutting weight.
Uh-huh.
Like, essentially in jiu-jitsu, I'm a heavyweight.
Yeah.
right? I'm 200 pounds.
Yeah.
So I've seen the guys that roll at 200 pounds.
They're built like a tank, right?
They're fucking huge.
Yeah.
Most of them are like 6'4".
Yeah.
And like just a shade under 200 pounds just to make weight.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm 200 pounds. Like I would have to like – in order for me to be at the size of where I could be somewhat competitive with my like people that I'm around, I'd have to cut to like 170.
Yeah.
165.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
do you know how much I have to not eat to get to 165?
And still be strong, right? And let me, like not eating is the first part of it.
And then in the meantime, maintain two careers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's, again, it's successions that you weren't willing to make. And I could see why. I mean, very understandable.
Right.
I was just looking up.
So as much as I'd love to pour more time into jiu-jitsu, like, photography is a moneymaker for me. Nursing is a moneymaker for me, you know, and where I'm going right now, I've definitely poured a lot more time into nursing and I'm reaping benefits from it.
Yeah, yeah.
The photography investments that I put in and the time I've got, I put into educating myself and, having better techniques and getting faster at stuff is making the business easier. So it's like, you know, and then also the one thing that drove me nuts with jiu-jitsu is, you know, there are some gyms that you'll go to where you will run into some assholes that will hurt you.
Uh-huh.
And not only can you not train when you're hurt, but now you can't work.
Yeah.
So it's like the risk throwing the dice to roll is – remember what I was telling you, like I only roll with guys who have kids?
Uh-huh.
That's why, because I know that they understand that we all have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
You roll the kid who's 20 years old, who's still in college and has nothing to do but jiu-jitsu. He's going to try to rip your fucking arms off. And I'm like, I don't need that. I'm trying to stay in shape.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn more, but this is a workout for me that is keeping me somewhat sane. So if that gets taken away from me because you have to crank on an armbar or you really have to fight for that finish, sorry. Like I don't want to be at this gym. I don't want to roll with you. Yep, yep. I don't want to roll with your friends because y'all are assholes. So, you know, like I have money to make and that's taking away from my money. When you make it to where I can't go to work, fuck you.
I looked up as you were talking. It reminded me of so there's this guy, Hodger Gracie. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
It says his full name is Hodger Gracie Gomez, but I think he is the grandson of Carlos Gracie. But he's like 6'4", 215 pounds. Real stocky guy, right? Real big dude, and he just broke. I think this year he broke the record for most IBJJF world championships. Like him and somebody else.
That guy's not done yet either.
Huh?
That guy's not even close to done yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and as far as IBJJF, I think it looks like he might be finished. I'm not sure. But yeah, he's still a competing jiu-jitsu practitioner. Yeah, like with – so he's about your size, but I mean, you know, different type of diet, different type of training, different type of work ethic, different type of history too.
6'4", 215 with a fucking jiu-jitsu legacy on his back? No not kidding. Even close to the same.
I mean, same, like, not different even bloodline. Close to the same. I don't think he's shooting photography weddings, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he's shooting weddings on the weekends. You know, he's not skipping tournaments to shoot weddings. No,
he also doesn't probably care about 3-on-3 basketball.
maybe. There's a slight chance. It'd be really funny if, you know, he's like in the middle of a roll, he taps out. Hey, where are you going, man?
Oh,
dude, okay. Big three is on.
That's awesome. But yeah, like.
Yeah, big three is on.
But
White Chocolate's back.
You haven't heard? Everyone heard. what I was going to say was just because. This thing, like any other topic, doesn't fit into your life as far as involving yourself in the topic, doesn't mean that it's not worth holding a conversation about the topic. I mean, not to me.
No, I agree. No, I agree. I feel like I can have a conversation on any topic.
Not 3-on-3 basketball.
No, but no. See, the thing is, if I wanted to, I could have a conversation on 3-on-3 basketball. However, I just don't like basketball anymore. That's like, why, like, would you voluntarily try to have a conversation about nuclear power with me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
Don't put, no. Don't put the answer in my mouth. No. That's a bunch of crap, because the way you ask the question inferred the answer. And the way you infer a lot of questions infers the answer. The slight pause is, you can't take a slight pause and automatically assume what my answer is. Because I know you're not going to give me time.
Have a conversation about nuclear power?
It depends. Yeah. I know how you are.
You give me a
5-second window to agree with you, and then if I don't agree with you, then you're gonna tune me out. Don't give me that crap. Like,
I'm not tuning you out.
You are. You're talking over me when I'm trying to give you the answer. Because you don't care what the answer is if it doesn't agree with yours.
You only let me finish a sentence, man.
No, you asked me a question and you're not letting me finish my answer.
I got it from your pause.
See? Yeah, that's assumption. You're assuming. You know what assumption does.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It means I'm right.
According to you. So 3-on-3 basketball.
Do you want to have a conversation about 3-on-3 basketball? Is it, are you that hard up to talk about 3-on-3 basketball?
What if I was?
I'll have a conversation with you.
I don't think
it.
You would. No, okay. I don't think you would, actually.
You're right. I don't want to, but to make you happy. To make you happy, I will waste time with you on 3-on-3
That's such
basketball.
A compliment.
It's not a compliment. That isn't. That's meant to sound as inflammatory as it is. But if you are so hard up to talk, like if you can't, have you ever thought that maybe you can't find someone to talk to you about 3-on-3 basketballs because it sucks? Like. Have you ever thought that the reason why nobody wants to talk to you about 3-on-3 basketball is because no one else watches it?
I'm not a good salesman, right? Apparently I'm not a good salesman. This has nothing to do with the client.
It's not that – maybe it's not that – maybe it has nothing to do with you selling stuff. It's you picking the wrong product.
This is not true. Isn't that true?
I think you just have a shitty – like you could sell the shit out of I don't know. Anything else but 3-on-3 basketball. Like, you just picked the shit.
No, 3-on-3 basketball is not my exception. It's your exception.
You picked it. No, basketball in general is my exception. I don't even like talking about
the way you fell out of love with it. You tuned it out that you can't fall back in love with it. Mm-hmm.
No. I've filled my time with other
things. I think
you
filled your head with other things. Like the idea of never talking about basketball again.
Look, here's the thing. I do talk about basketball. I do. But I don't enjoy it.
So why do you talk about it?
So I'm going to – I don't – like I do it because it's something – I have friends and family where that's what they talk about. So to engage in conversation with them, I will entertain that. But it's usually a conversation I don't entertain for very long because I value my friendships and my relationships with people even though they like to talk about stupid shit.
That's a compliment. You might not think of it like that, but that can be a compliment. That's an awesome compliment.
I like you enough to where I will talk about it.
I feel so great about that.
There you go.
That's how I pick my friends, actually. I pick the shittiest topics.
That's all I got for you right now.
And then I challenge them to continue the conversation with me, and if they still do, then they qualify as my friend.
It's back to child molestation. that's like the one thing where when people talk about like ultimate freedom. You should be free to do whatever you want. I'm like, so you want to rape a kid? And then like, you're an asshole. I'm like, well, you said anything
see,
you want.
That's why
like, that's the worst thing I could think of.
And that's like, that's why I think I that's why I think I pardoned your opinion on your absence of desire to talk about basketball and 3-on-3 basketball. Like I feel like it's a topic we would actively avoid now.
No, you can bring it up. Or if you want to shut me up, you guys go to 3-on-3 basketball because then I kind of calm down.
And then I know, and that's I think that there's more topics than just 3-on-3 basketball like that for you, and they're outside of your big three. Oh, that's interesting. Big three: nursing, photography, jiu-jitsu.
Do you want to talk? Hey, let's talk about your ex. Hey, what was that girl's name? The Filipino girl? No, that one girl that you met in the Navy.
What's her name?
I can't even remember fucking her name. Oh my God, what's her name? the super fobby, clingy one that you obviously never not, don't talk to anymore.
Oh, yeah. I just talked to her about 3-on-3 basketball.
Yes. Yeah. That's like me trying to, like, there's obviously going to be topics of discussion I like to avoid. Like, if I'm talking to Christian and Su Ling at the same time, I avoid Aaron's hairy arms. You know, there's topics that I enjoy talking to with different people at different times. And there are going to be some topics I don't like talking about, period. One of those is basketball.
Here's the thing, though. Interesting that you mention Aaron. Because I feel like I feel like a reason that Christian doesn't talk about Aaron is because it's conflicting with another very important piece of his life. Otherwise, I think he wouldn't mind it. So, in essence, you're more determined to avoid the conversation of 3-on-3 basketball as he is to bring up the topic of Aaron.
Here's the thing. I don't think Christian is averse to bringing up the topic of Aaron.
Neither do I.
It doesn't bother him.
I don't think
and
so either.
I don't think it should bother him. I don't think it should bother him. Because it's such a past part of his life. Like, it's so far in the past.
I don't think that's the reason why.
And he's so disconnected.
I don't think that's the reason why.
Okay. I just think he's so disconnected from it.
I don't think anyone should be bothered by anything more than you're bothered by 3-on-3 basketball.
And here's the thing, man. It's not even just 3-on-3 basketball. It's just basketball in general. I don't like basketball.
That's anymore. Funny that whenever I bring it up, you don't talk me off the ledge for 3-on-3 basketball. You broaden the scope. Like,
yeah. Well, no, because I want you to know I don't hate 3-on-3 basketball. I just hate basketball. I don't like watching basketball.
It's crazy, dude. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to tell you. I'd rather not watch basketball.
Do you think there's anything
else?
Here's
the thing, man. If I came to Texas,
uh-huh,
and there was a Laker game on,
okay,
and we were at your house, uh-huh, and you had cracked a couple beers, uh-huh, I will watch basketball for the sake of enjoying those two beers with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there was a UFC fight, on, or we could stream a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fight at that moment, I'd make you change the fucking channel.
Yeah, I mean, very different though, I think, because it's a whole different circumstance where what's on TV is trivial at that point. It's very arbitrary.
Yeah.
But I mean, the last time me, you, and Christian were in the same room, we talked for like 6 hours, like no bullshit, 6 hours, and the TV wasn't even on.
There's no TV there.
In fact, nothing was happening. There. We weren't playing cards. We weren't doing anything.
Right.
It was just us talking.
Yep.
So, but I'm trying to think, is there anything, okay, so like when talking to Paul, avoid 3-on-3 basketball.
You don't
is
even
there
have
anything
to avoid it. You don't,
more severe.
You don't have to avoid
3-on-3 basketball. Is there anything more severe than 3-on-3 basketball to you?
Is there a topic of discussion that yes, the Kardashians.
Really?
I fucking can't stand that shit. Like,
no way.
They've made their fortune off the stupidity of other people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, like if you talk to me about anything Kardashian or reality TV, you think I tune off fast with 3-on-3 basketball? Like I've walked out of rooms like the moment I.
Like,
so did you hear about the Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah.
See ya. Not like my room.
This one is not even preserving the relationship with that person. Like the 3-on-3 basketball, okay, I'll entertain it. I'll bore myself to death because to preserve the relationship. But Kardashians, dude, we are not even friends anymore.
Pretty much. I feel like anybody who – I cannot be friends with anybody who really is like a true fan of the Kardashians or any reality TV because yeah. I feel like there's such an intellectual and mental deficit with that person that I couldn't have a normal conversation with them.
So,
like, if the most interesting thing that you can talk to me about is what the Kardashians did on a TV show,
uh-huh,
we definitely can't be friends.
Well, I'm lucky to know you. I'm lucky to still be inside your inner circle.
So, you know, if you're gonna start talking about, you know, Kylie Jenner, bye.
You know, I have my turn ons and my turn offs. One of my turn offs is the Kardashians.
like you said, man, there's just such a like mental deficit that like if that like I said, if that's the most interesting thing you have going on in your life, not only do I feel sorry for you, but like I can't even fathom wasting energy or time on continuing communication with you.
Mm.